What's happening, PGA DFS fans? Welcome to another one of my top five PGA DFS videos for the United States Open this week. One of the best tournaments of the year at a fantastic golf course. In my opinion, one of the best Torrey Pines, and of course, just the South Course there. What we're going to do here, we're going to go over my sleepers. And if you didn't play the Congaree last week of the Palmetto Championship, I should say, and you didn't watch this video, you didn't consume this content, well, you missed what I would consider my worst video ever. All five guys of my sleepers missed the cut the first time that's ever happened. Four of them did it on the number, so quite an annoying week. So what I'm trying to say there is it cannot get any worse. So let's go ahead and jump right in. We don't even have to review the guys since I already told you they all missed the cut. Let's go ahead and talk about this week's sleepers. We're going to start off with Erik van Rooyen. Here's a guy. He went 10th last week. That was after a long stretch of missed cuts. But that was also spurred from finishing medalist at his United States Open qualifying. So for van Rooyen, I think things are pointing in the right direction. I know that he missed the cut here back in January, but he, again, was not playing good. He hasn't played good in quite a while. I think we finally got a break in the action. I think this golf course could set up well for him. He hits the ball so far. Strokes in, he's ranked 81st off the tee this year, 111 on the approach, 79 around the green, and 133rd putting. But at 6,700, he's getting into a value where at only 2% owned, I think you can go 6%, maybe even 10%, get a ton of leverage on the field, and have a guy that I think can sneak into the top 10. And we've seen come in the top 10 of a major before. Now, making his major debut, interesting that he's $200 more than Erik van Rooyen, is Wilco Nienaber. Here's a guy that can hit the ball extremely far. Now, why would I pick him over somebody like Garrett Higo? Well, listen, this is the sleeper video. So Garrett Higo is no longer a sleeper, of course, talking about last week's winner, the South African sensation. And Nienaber is not far behind this guy. Gets it done a little bit differently, like I said, hits the ball as far as Bryson DeChambeau. Ends up coming in 14th last week. Really excited to see him play this week. Again, only 1% owned, so really not a lot of ownership going there. Another guy that's not getting a lot of ownership this week, Sung Jae-im. Now, maybe I did tweet out midweek, and I did, that he seems broken. And I'm not going to lie, it still seems that he's struggling a little bit. But when you look at his strokes gain rank, 7th off the tee, well, if he's 7th off the tee this week, you can definitely write him down for a top 25. And here's a guy that all he needs is a little bit of break in his form. He seemed to get it last week. He had gone through a couple of events where he missed the cut in a row. He came in 35th. The irons looked better. And only at 4% owned, I think I'd rather play Sung Jae-im than Joaquin Niemann right now. Niemann is coming in at, you know, same price, maybe quadruple the ownership. I'll look right to Sung Jae. I think it's a good play. Plus, he's made the cut here each of the last two times, 32nd and 36th. So I'm all in for Sung Jae over Joaquin Niemann and only at 4% this week. Now, this is where things get interesting because there is so much value. And if you watch my value video, I mentioned this, between the 9,500 and 9,000 range. Pretty much every golfer there could be considered some pretty good value. So that's going to command a ton of ownership and leave basically everybody above 10,000 at or under 10% owned. One of those guys, Dustin Johnson. The other guy, Jordan Spieth. Those are the two guys I think are going to be clicked least, given the fact that John Rahm, yeah, don't get me wrong, John Rahm is clearly in the best form of anybody, as long as COVID didn't affect him, which it seems like it didn't. He's going to be highly owned than these guys. So what I'd like to do is maybe in my real aggressive $10 millionaire maker lineups is pair up John Rahm with Dustin Johnson or Jordan Spieth, both of whom I expect to be lower owned than both Bryson DeChambeau, who's priced up there. And Rory McIlroy, well, McIlroy's in at 9,900. Justin Thomas, 9,700. There we go. It continues the value. So Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, all of those guys could be considered sleepers this week. I want to pair one of them up with John Rahm in my really aggressive ones. Again, you're seeing here Dustin Johnson as one and Jordan Spieth as the two guys. I think they're interchangeable with Brooks Koepka, maybe even Bryson DeChambeau. So again, take your pick. A really interesting week that's come out. I think you're pretty safe bet, though, given that Jordan Spieth is, you know, doesn't have great course history here, nor does Dustin Johnson. And neither of them have played their best golf in the last couple of weeks. Likely means they'll get the lowest ownership. So let's review Dustin real quick. Look at his strokes gain rank. 22nd off the tee. Not very good. 29th. Not that great for Dustin, that is. 59 around the green and 106 putting for Spieth. People would think it would be 31st when in putting would be a lot better, but it's not. Look at his around the green approach and off the tee numbers. Approach is 25th. Well, that's only because off the tee has come from 200th to 118th. That allows him to hit off the fairway a lot more, which when Spieth is in the fairway, he's always been good. So, all right, let's go ahead and go 5-1 again real quick. Van Roy and Eric, Wilco Nienaber, Sung J.M., Dustin Johnson, and Jordan Spieth. Those are my top five sleepers for the U.S. Open. So until next time, everybody, let's go ahead and click on over to my fades and see which guys are highly owned golfers I'm going to be going under the field on this week. And will certainly determine a lot of my results. So until next time, everybody, thanks for joining, and we will see you on the other side.